Anna Cerner is known as the woman who changed a film industry. The Swedish film industry, that is, known for producing internationally acclaimed films such as The Reunion, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo Trilogy, and A Man Called Uwe, which just missed out on the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film this year. Gender equality is one of the cornerstones of Swedish society, yet until very recently, the vast majority of people working behind the scenes were male, film scenes, that is. That was until Anna Cerner took over as chief executive of the Swedish Film Institute in 2011. She set the ambitious target of having half of all films written, directed and produced by women within 4 years. Anna Cerner spoke to Helene Hoffman earlier.
Well, in regards of gender equality, we had been working for a long time with trying to achieve parity. The CEOs before me, since the start of 2000, really did affirmative actions like doing studies, having special grants, having a special scheme for women. And that meant that if we are focusing only on female directors, we do count scriptwriters and producers as well. But if we concentrate on the female directors for long feature films, because that's the hardest gatekeeper, we had been funding over a period of the last 6 years, 2006 to 2012, 26 or 29% female directors.
So what was different is you then came in and you introduced a quota.
I introduced a clear target that I said that in the end of 2015, I wanted us to have been funding equally over the years 13 to 15. And if we didn't achieve that, I wasn't afraid of quota. So it was a quota threat, but no quotas.
I see. And has it succeeded? What are we looking at now, 6 years after you took the role?
Well, in the years from 2013 to 2016, which is the period that we are now counting, we gave 49% to women. So yes, I would say we succeeded for now, but it definitely isn't stable and we will really, really have to keep on working.
And how has it changed what we're seeing on the screens now? Do you find that having more women involved has altered perhaps the way films are made or the final product in any way?
Overall, I would say the quality has risen. And I think that is really because the competition has risen or gotten harder, which means that everyone shapes up. And over this period of these years, 2013 to 2016, we have never, ever had as many Swedish film in the top international festivals like Cannes, Toronto, Berlin, Venice, and for documentaries, IDFA. What we can see as well is the team, the creative team is usually more women. So suddenly we have much more female cinematographers working in the Swedish film industry, and not only with women, but with male directors as well, because as they got the chance to show that they were really good cinematographers, others as well wanted them.
Now, turning the spotlight on what's happening in Australia a little bit, Screen Australia introduced the Gender Matters Initiative in December 2015, and the idea was to help women with projects and career development. Now, it's interesting that you introduced targets rather than quotas in Sweden, because one of the criticisms of Screen Australia has been that it's always shied away from the quotas and stayed with this idea of targets. What do you think of Gender Matters?
Well, I haven't gone into details in what it really matters, but I think it is an affirmative action. And I just think that it's very lonely and it's a very, very small part. I realize it's $5 million Australian dollars out of a budget of 80 million. So it's not enough, but it's one thing. And that is really, really good. Everyone should realize that you always get criticized for doing things. And now they are criticized. I think people should really focus on they're doing one thing and encourage them to do more things.
The initiative has also been criticised for suggesting that the key problem for addressing gender inequality lies with the women themselves. In November last year, the Screen Australia head of production, Sally Kaplan, said that the organisation was trying to put in process a system whereby organically they would get 50% men and 50% women once women were able to believe in themselves. Is it that simple?
No. I'm sorry to say, but I think that's a misperception. Of course, that it's a truth that some women have a less self-confidence or a smaller expectation of how the future will be like, which of course gives them a lower confidence as well. But it's not because they are born with a low confidence, it's because they are correct. There are smaller chances, obviously, as in Australia, 16% has been given to female directors. So they have a slight chance to get it. So why would anyone expect them to go there and be as bold as a man? We made a study about this. When young women tells the world that I want to be a film director, she gets the questions, so are you really? Are you sure? Do you realize what kind of competition that is? And how will you combine that with a family? While when a young man says the same thing, I want to become a film director, he gets to hear, are you sure? Do you realize it's a really hard competition out there? But what the hell? You go. What do you have to lose? And those kinds of attitudes women meet all the time.
That's Anna Serner, Chief Executive of the Swedish Film Institute, speaking to Elaine Hoffman. She was in Australia for the For Film's Sake Festival, which seeks to raise awareness about the need for diversity in the film industry. And that's in Sydney until Sunday.